The Magnifier, issue number 107, April through June 2017. Benefits of aspirin outweigh risks in age-related macular degeneration patients. Recent press releases regarding the potential adverse effects of aspirin on macular degeneration have caused patients with age-related macular degeneration to discontinue their aspirin use without consulting their physician. This study weighed the benefits that aspirin provides for patients' cardiovascular health compared to the risk of AMD worsening. After reviewing 9 cardiovascular and 10 ophthalmological studies and analyzing the risks and benefits of aspirin use, researchers found that the small and still unconfirmed added risk of AMD is far outweighed by the solid benefits of cardioprotective aspirin. Patients who are taking aspirin for cardiovascular health, therefore, should not fear the possible theoretical and exaggerated risks of exacerbating their AMD. A letter from Liz Traunick, president of the MD Foundation. The following article by June Javellosa for Futurism.com caught my eye. Self-driving cars could transform the lives of the visually impaired. The promise of truly autonomous vehicle technology is becoming a reality. Enter Optimus Ride, a startup in Cambridge, Massachusetts, that is developing self-driving technologies for electric vehicles. One such vehicle was used to shuttle students and staff around the Perkins campus, the U.S.'s oldest school for the blind, using a laptop as a guide. Autonomous vehicles will be transformative for people who are blind, says Dave Power, president and CEO of Perkins. For the first time, they will be able to get to school, work, and community activities independently, regardless of distance. There is tremendous enthusiasm about it, both here and nationally among the blind. Advocates for the blind say this advancement is set to revolutionize their lives by giving them more independence. After the demo, Perkins employees gave Optimus Ride numerous suggestions, such as making sure to provide adequate floor space for service dogs. They also emphasized the need for a non-visual interface that passengers could use to communicate with the car. It could function using voiceover technology or haptic feedback, much like the gesture-based screen readers that blind use on their smartphones. Jim Denham, Perkins' educational technology coordinator, anticipates creating an app that will work alongside the vehicle. It will summon the vehicle and give periodic status updates about the vehicle's progress. Which is better, one or two? If you have been to an eye care provider because you wanted to know if glasses would help you to see better, you probably have been asked this question more than once. This question is asked while performing a refraction, and it can be a nerve-wracking question. You feel like you don't want to give the wrong answer, and sometimes you just cannot tell which is better. Rest assured, if you cannot tell which is better, then I cannot tell is the right answer. What is a refraction? The refraction is a process that begins with the use of a retinoscope or an autorefractor. These do not require any responses from you. They provide a starting point for the subjective refraction when you have to tell which is better, one or two. Typically, during the subjective refraction, a phoropter is used. The phoropter is the piece of equipment that you sit behind, looking through holes that have lenses at the visual acuity chart across the room. The phoropter allows the lenses to be changed easily and quickly as the question is asked, which is better, one or two? However, there is another way to do a refraction. That is with a trial frame and loose lenses. If you have low vision, this is the best way to have a refraction performed. More on refraction. Technically, refraction is the bending of light that takes place within the human eye. The goal of the light bending is to put the visual image, that is of the object that you are looking at, on the retina in the back of the eye. As with most all aspects of human anatomy and function, there are many variations and occasional malfunctions. This can result in refractive errors. The shape of the cornea, the shape of the lens, and the length of the eyeball are the main components that determine the distance refraction of the eye. Lenses are used to compensate for these refractive errors. Typical refractive errors. Myopia, or nearsightedness. Visual images come to a focus in front of the retina of the eye. This means you cannot see far away. A concave lens is used in your glasses to compensate for the myopia by moving the image back to the retina. Farsightedness. Visual images come to a focus behind the retina of the eye. This means your eye muscles have to work harder to see, so it usually affects your close-up vision first. The convex lenses are put in glasses to compensate for hyperopia or farsightedness by moving the image forward to the retina. Astigmatism. Visual images do not focus in just one spot. This means you can have blurry vision both far away and close up. The lens in your glasses will bring the image into one focal point. Presbyopia. When looking at an object close up, your eye cannot bring it into focus. This is due to aging. A convex lens compensates for the problem. Question: does macular degeneration cause refractive disorders? The answer is no. Macular degeneration does not cause you to have refractive disorders. Macular degeneration affects the retina, but not the focusing apparatus of the eye. However, most people with macular degeneration are older, so they have presbyopia. If this is not corrected by wearing lenses to refocus the image, the difficulty with vision caused by macular degeneration will be aggravated, making seeing up close even more difficult. Therefore, it is important for all with macular degeneration to see their eye doctor regularly and to have a good refraction done. This was presented by Sherry Glaus, OD, optometrist, and Dr. George Fontenot, medical director of Community Services for Vision Rehabilitation in Mobile, Alabama. Promising developments in the news by Dan Roberts, MDF Director of Resources. Dry macular degeneration. Genentech, Inc., a leading pharmaceutical developer, is currently conducting 2 phase 3 trials studying the drug lampalizumab as a potential treatment for advanced dry macular degeneration, also known as geographic atrophy, or GA. Patients who have been diagnosed with GA are encouraged to participate in the trials, which are being conducted in hundreds of locations in the United States, Canada, Europe, South America, and Australia. If lampalizumab continues to show success, this could be a major breakthrough for GA patients, for whom there has been no previous treatment. The phase 2 study showed a 20.4% reduction in progression of advanced GA at 18 months. The drug works by inhibiting complement factor D, a protein that is best known for its role in reducing infection. Currently, two clinical research studies, CHROMA and SPECTRI, are recruiting patients. Both studies, which are identical, are comparing lampalizumab with placebo. 936 people are expected to participate for a study period of approximately 2 years. For easy-to-understand information about lampalizumab, geographic atrophy, trial locations, and how to participate, see clinicaltrials.gov. Lucentis approved for myopic macular degeneration. Genentech has announced FDA approval for Lucentis as a treatment for patients with neovascularization resulting from myopic macular degeneration, MMD, also known as myopic degeneration. Severe myopia, or nearsightedness, can cause uncorrectable central vision impairment, and it may advance to total central vision loss from neovascularization. Lucentis is the first FDA-approved anti-VEGF therapy to treat myopic degeneration in the United States. New Sustained Delivery Method for Lucentis by Dan Roberts, ILVSG Newsletter. Genentech, Inc. is testing a less invasive method of delivery of their anti-VEGF drug Lucentis into the eyes of patients with wet AMD. Currently, anti-VEGF treatments require regular monthly or bi-monthly injections into the back of the eye, which can be taxing on patients' time and stress level. The new method utilizes a timed-release capsule implanted into the eye with a port to the exterior of the eyeball through which the drug is refreshed as needed. This sustained delivery method could extend the time between clinic visits by many months, greatly reducing the burden of frequent injections. The Phase 2 clinical study is currently recruiting patients at 52 sites across the United States. For information about these sites and the criteria for participating, call the clinicaltrials.gov or call 888-662-6728. That completes the magnifier issue number 107 for April through June 2017.